This shouldn't be a thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Jane Calvin and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JANESAYS at civicmedia.us. Today's article comes from Reuters. Let's see who has. Jonathan Stempel has the byline. Delta United sued for selling windowless, quote, window seats. Okay. Delta Airlines and United Airlines were sued on Tuesday by passengers who claimed they paid extra money to sit in, quote, window seats, only to find themselves placed in seats next to a blank wall. The class action lawsuit against both airlines happened in San Francisco federal court against Delta in Brooklyn, and New York federal court is, wow, this is just happening everywhere, seeking millions of dollars of damages for more than 1 million passengers at each carrier. Oh, my God, Kelvin. This is crazy. You found this one today. My God. This doesn't surprise me. This doesn't surprise me at all. Airline, you know, are you shocked by this?
No, I'm not shocked by it, but I will say this is a little bit out of my tax bracket just simply because we'll preface this. I've only been on 5 or 6 flights in my round trip flights in my life. I've never been on a flight that had assigned seating.
You usually take Southwest?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's normal. Like the Southwest is the regular one for me as well. I take Southwest a lot, and you get that anxiety when you check in 24 hours ahead of time. And you try to see what kind of class you get, and then you realize, oh, because I don't have all these qualifications, I'm still going to be in B section, even though I sign in 3 seconds after I can B section every time without a fail. The complaints say that the Boeing 737, Boeing 757, and Airbus A321 plane contain seats that were normally contain windows, but lack them because of the placement of air conditioning ducts, electrical conduits, and other components. Passengers said that Delta and United do not flag these seats during the booking process, unlike their rivals, Alaskan, they take care of you, and American Airlines as well. I don't know. How much money are you going to get back? Because it even says in here, they were charged tens and occasionally hundreds of dollars for them. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, doesn't just make more sense that Delta and United just cut them a check? Be like, oh, is that the thing? There you go. Here's a credit. Here's a free flight.
Yeah, why would you pay more for a window seat? Mm. If you really care about seeing out the window, I guess. But I guess the other benefit to me would be you have something to rest your head against.
Yeah.
Which would still be there even if there was no window.
I mean, I love a window seat, but I'm not even paying tens of dollars to get a window seat. I'll sit in the middle. I've sat in the middle and I'll do it again. I'll sit in the aisle. I'll get my foot knocked in by the drink cart. But, you know, so good luck on your lawsuit. Good luck on recovering your tens of dollars. And that brings us to an end of another episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.